My name is Johnny Immerman, and let me spell it. Or no, did you say spell it? No, okay, no. So I just do that interviews. My name is Johnny Immerman, and I am a two-time testicular cancer survivor. I went through cancer at 26 years old, and again at 28 years old. I had the left testicle removed. That was step one, and then I went right into banking sperm. Pretty good chance I was going to be sterile. Then after that, I had a port inserted in my left arm, a passport. Then after that, went right into chemo and did bleomycin, etoposide, and cisplatin for about 4.5-5 months. Was totally clean. Scans were clear. Everything's looking good. All my levels were down. And about a year later, as I'm building back up and getting back into life, I had 4 tumors that they found in a random CAT scan behind my kidneys. So went back in through an 11-inch surgery vertically through my stomach, moved my organs out of the way, cut the 4 tumors out, put the organs back in, stitched the stomach muscle, and then 60 staples vertically up and down. And, you know, it was an amazing experience, of course. It was a big battle in your 20s that most kids in the 20s are not really thinking about. But the number one thing it taught me was, how am I going to give back? And I prayed every morning and every night, and I said, if I live and I get my life back, I will not forget those who follow, and I'll do something to give back. And I never dreamed I would do it full time and it would become a life's mission, but such is life. And I knew right away when I was going through treatments that the only missing piece for me of everything in my treatment was the absence of a survivor like me, the absence of a friendship. And I had the best mother in the world. She was there every minute, every chemo, every surgery. My brothers were great. My friends were great. I had 10 people around me during chemo every day. So I was never isolated in terms of presence, people being there. But where I was isolated, again, was I looked around and all these people, and I looked in their eyes, and no one could look back into my eyes and say, I get exactly how you feel, because I've done exactly where you're going, or I've been exactly where you're going. And you realize quickly that, you know, this is such an easy thing. When I'm done, I can be that for somebody else who's going through the same cancer. And I knew that, you know, it was the duty of the cure. You know, you gotta give back. How are you gonna give back? That piece, I know I could. I knew a story. I was a cancer survivor. I'd had the surgeries, the chemos. I've dealt with the mental battle. I had a blood clot during chemo. I've had some crazy side effects. I'm like, all that knowledge and all the times I've Googled and went on Wikipedia and read about my cancer and all the questions I've asked my doctors, it's been like an education the last 2.5 years. That story, if not given back, is essentially wasted. And I just believe strongly that every survivor should share it. It's the duty of the cured. Give it back to help somebody else out today who's just starting their journey. And so after my last surgery and after my last chemo and all that fun stuff, I went back into the clinic and started just walking randomly into rooms after work, you know, just as a volunteer, because I thought it was so important. And I would walk in a room and say, oh, you're a young guy, you're 25, you got leukemia? Well, I just went through testicular cancer, you know, tell me what's going on with you. And immediately, it was an instant friendship. I mean, these people look at you and say, wait, you're a cancer survivor and you're in your 20s too? Whoa, you're the only young guy here. That's awesome. Like, what did you have? And did you get this, you know, funky rash on your arm? And did you get mouth sores? And did you get this bad taste in your mouth from chemo? And, well, you had a blood clot. Like, what's all that about? And an hour later, you're hugging it out, and you're instant friends. And all the guys that are in treatment want is just to know you and hear your story, pick your brain, but most importantly, have your friendship to someone who really gets it. And they don't have to hold anything back, because they realize you get it. You've done it. You're both survivors. And I did that for a few years, and then over time I really realized that, you know, there's such a scalable model. You know, survivors in New Mexico should be doing the same thing. Survivors in Toronto, survivors in London, survivors in Afghanistan, I mean Israel, everywhere. And so we started recruiting survivors and meeting more survivors. And my mom started meeting all these survivors, and she's like, you should, you know, your friends are like angels. They just want to give back. They just want to motivate. They want to help people. They're so selfless. You know, they're amazing people. You should call this Immerman Angels. And so these angels, of course, joined the network. We went from 5 to 25 to 125 to today over 4,000 cancer survivors of all different types of cancer. And every day people can call to meet an angel. And that's what Immerman Angels does every day. You got cancer, you're alone, you're isolated, you're looking in everyone's eyes, but no one really gets how you feel. You know, call us, reach out to us. We'll find you somebody who's a great guy or a great girl who's your age, beat your cancer at your stage level with identical treatments, and says, look, I crushed it, and I'm back in the gym. And I'm 3 years ago, I beat it, and I'm back, and I'm stronger, and I'm healthy, and I'm happy. You know, keep your chin up. Life will improve. It gets better. And the hope that we survivors can provide, I think, probably is the cornerstone, you know, that we are still here, and we're happy, and we're living great lives. And it shows people in treatment that it's possible, it's been done before, and they can do it. You know, we're proving to them they can do it. And that's what we do every day, one-on-one cancer support. So no one faces cancer alone. And it also, which I love about what we do, it gives the survivors the opportunity to find meaning and purpose and all the crazy shenanigans and treatments they go through. You know, they've earned it. They've gone through it all. But your story is a gift. And give that gift back to somebody. And if you do, there's meaning and there's purpose. And it wasn't for naught. You know, it wasn't for 2 years of your 20s that you missed out because all your friends were, you know, going on dates with girls or they were going on with their careers or going to grad school or whatever, because you have a gift. It's just looking at it in the right light from the right angle. And we want every survivor to look at it that way. You know, we believe every one of us, we're here. There's a reason we're here. Share your story and give it back. And we also help people that are have kids. Let's say a four-year-old gets leukemia. You know, the parents are isolated. Let's match the parents up with another set of parents that can say, guess what? My 10-year-old little girl beat that leukemia when she was 4, 6 years ago. We're living proof the kids can do this. You know, kids beat leukemia. You know, your kid can do this. We'll tell you everything we know about it and call us when you need us. We'll be here as friends and empathizers who really understand. In addition, you get another phone call at Immerman Angels, which we get all the time, which doesn't sound like you hear it that much, but it happens more than you'd think. And that is someone that's 40, or let's say even someone's 30, who calls us from New York and says, I've been married for 4 years, and my wife just died of colon cancer, and I am lost and confused and alone and disillusioned about life. And we say, listen, we know a guy you should know. You should know a guy like Dave Gould, who's 39, but when he was 30, the same thing happened to Dave. 9 years later, fast forward, he's found and coped and found peace in life. And he's not 100% happy, but Dave will tell you he's 95% of the way there, and that is significantly higher than anyone ever dreamed when you're at the position of, when you're going through it, or it just starts. Sure. So my name is Johnny Immerman, and I'm the founder of Immerman Angels. It's a peer one-on-one cancer support program where the goal is that nobody fights cancer alone. And today my mission is the chief, today my title is the chief mission officer, because in my mind it's all about the mission and it's all about the people. And this network just needs to grow. Yeah, so Immerman Angels is so fulfilling for me, because anytime you can fill a crack in the system that's much bigger than any one life, you know, I'm just one life, but that's bigger than one life, and you create a system that's continuously filling this crack in the cancer world, to me, that's making the world a better place, something that lives well beyond your life. And it gives me a lot of satisfaction in life knowing that if I were to be hit by a bus outside, you know, later today, this mission is going to serve and it's going to deliver regardless. It's much bigger than any one person. Any one person that was all of a sudden uninvolved anymore in this, it doesn't really matter. You know, the survivors are there. There's thousands of us. We're in over 60 countries. It's going to grow. It's going to continue. It's going to snowball. But it gives me a lot of satisfaction that we're able to do this, and that survivors care. Survivors really are the blood. I mean, they are the lifeblood of this organization. They just care, and they want to give back. But again, I always say the power's in the team. You know, no one survivor is bigger than the team. And I'm just one equal on a team of thousands. But together, you know, united, That's how we're going to fill these cracks in the cancer world, make the cancer world a better place. Is it pretty good? Perfect. We're done? All right, cool, man.